wet suiting at Long Beach. What could be more Canadian than surfing breakers at Long Beach? White sand stretching out into waters at last touch shore in Japan. I thought I'd try it. I fancied the picture in my mind's eye. Me, slim and lissom in my gleaming wetsuit, riding black against white froth of surf. So I went to buy a wetsuit. Have you ever tried on a wetsuit? If not, if you are ever subjected to that ordeal, make sure to check that it is the right size. I should have asked the young sales lady who was helping me for a short fat suit designed for one considerably out of shape. Instead, I neatly took those she suggested, suits chosen by height. After a considerable struggle, I got the first suit on. I even managed to zip it up. It zipped up at the front. Having done so, I knew instantly what a sausage must feel like after having entered the saucepan, bursting out at top and bulging out of the middle. All this in yellow and green lycra. The second suit I could pull up as far as my well-developed buttocks, but no further. The third suit appeared, at first, to be more successful. I got it up around my waist, the bulge between my knees and my chest, but then could not get it off. After much cursing and sweating and push-pulling, I got it down to around my ankles, but the damn suit would not go over my ankles. I tried and I tried. I bent and I sweated and took up positions I did not believe myself capable of, but to no avail. The problem was, the only help at hand was the young sales lady. There I was, in my underwear, sweating like a pig, paunch exposed, wetsuit around my ankles, and I couldn't get the bloody suit off! It is moments like this that test the mettle of the man. With one last heroic effort, motivated by the dreadful thought of calling her for help, I got one leg out by dint of kneeling on the floor, using the chair as a lever. The next foot I got out by pulling the bloody suit inside out. It seems surfing at Long Beach will have to wait.